welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And today's theme is about normalcy. The whole topic is around normal is boring. It's so vanilla. It is so incredibly expected. And I can speak so well to this because coming from a small town in Upper Michigan and then living in the Midwest, there is very much an idea of what life should look like and what goals people should desire and what is the idea of the perfect family and what's acceptable, what's an acceptable religion, relationship, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do for a living? And, you know, especially in the Midwest, when people would want to go into the arts or think that maybe they could, have a career that's in the arts or something that's different than what people have been raised to do, right? Most everybody's been raised to work for someone. And while that's incredible, some people are not meant to work for other people. And some people are meant to be the trailblazers and have the big ideas. And even if it's not the big ideas, it's the different ideas, right? Or it's that thing that your soul is calling to. But sometimes when what we see is a box, or we've grown up in a box, or our parents have grown up in a box, and we've put ourselves in the box, anything outside of it can seem crazy and scary, right? But that's where all of the good stuff comes in. So what I want to tell you today is that whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever that mad, crazy, wild idea is that you have, it was planted there for a reason. It was planted there for you to just go start exploring the edges, right? That's where life happens, is at the edges, because you already know what's in the box. You already know. In fact, for the rest of your life, until the day that you die, you can pretty much predict what will happen if you don't make any changes, because it will remain the same, right? It will remain the same. So if you have a big goal, if you have something that's crazy, know that yes, it's not inside the normal. So what does it mean when it's not inside the average of the normal? So if everybody around you has their idea of normal and you're going outside of it, what do you think is going to happen? What are people going to say? What are they going to do? How are they going to react? So a lot of them are not going to support you simply for the reason that they're trying to protect you. So stop taking it personally. They're doing it because they only know the box, okay? So they're trying to protect you. So if you can understand that, say thank you, but I'm good. I need to get out of this box. I have to step outside because I know this is where my true fulfillment and purpose comes from. And honestly, it's where everybody's comes from. Whether you are doing it for a vacation, getting outside of the box, or you're doing new things, you're trying new things together with your spouse, you're going and getting creative somewhere. Maybe you're letting a part of your soul come out that doesn't normally come out. Maybe you're dressing in a different way than everybody. You know, this is so interesting because even recently, I used to think for a while that in order to get taken seriously as a female and in this field and really wanting to be a speaker, that I had to dress a certain way. I had to show up a certain way on stage. And I just felt so inauthentic. Like, I am not really conservative. I don't want to be totally buttoned up. You know, if I want to speak in my in my Lululemons or my workout clothes that are super cute, or if I want to just be all decked out and feel powerful and sexy, and that is what I can do, right? But to a lot of people, that's not the norm. But if it's being inauthentic to myself, then what if I broke the norm? What if I just saw what happened? What if I actually was true to myself? And don't get me wrong, there's a time and a place. But at my events, I can show up how I feel. And if my authentic self is coming through, then I shouldn't have to worry about it, right? Then you don't worry about it. Then all people see is your authentic self and understand that everything else is just whatever. It's whatever, right? So this is your reminder today that if you want to do something bigger than the norm or outside of the norm, that people might say things. Things are going to be challenging because things aren't set up on a roadmap outside the norm. You have to go explore that territory on your own. And there's no script for you to say to the people who are trying to protect you, right? Quote unquote, protect you. So just remember, it's all going to come. And it's all such a beautiful opportunity to expand because without those lessons, without those people, without getting uncomfortable, we don't grow. And without growth, we stay the same. And if we stay the same, we are sad, we're stagnant. And that's not what life is because the definition of life to me is simply growth. That is it. If I know that I want to remain happy, it's to continually grow. And especially with my partner and my friends, I want to bring them with me. I want to grow together. I want to see how much juice we can get out of this incredible life that God has given us and said, explore, get out there, see everything that I've given you, see how every single lesson or every single thing is happening for you in order for you to grow and see what's on the other side. So you guys, I hope that you've loved this episode. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for always being on here and listening in. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.